What's up? This is Digital Trap Podcast, episode 6. Topic for the day is artificial intelligence. What we think about what's going on in the 21st century as far as technology intertwining with reality. And the first topic of the day that we're going to speak on is artificial bodies. You know, how we feel about artificial bodies, how we feel about artificial products, how we feel about artificial things making people look artificial. That's the first topic that we're going to touch on. Brissy.
Yeah, so we talking about artificial bodies. My opinion about artificial bodies is that it's blown out of proportion now. This generation is setting a very horrible standard. It's making females feel if it's something wrong with you or if you don't feel complete, go and get under a knife. And that's not a good message, because little girls should be taught to love themselves and accept what they have. And they shouldn't be feeling like they're pressured from peers or society or what's going on to go and change themselves just to get the approval of a stranger. So that's my opinion on that. It's really messed up.
What you think about artificial bodies? What you think about artificial products such as hair, you know, hair, manufactured hair that's not, you know, actually grown in the scalp? What you think about eyelashes, artificial eyelashes, makeup? What you think about what you think about skin bleaching, you know, the things that make people look lighter? You know what I'm saying? What's your take on that as far as what beauty is basically what you was born with, but the actual products that enhances, quote unquote, your beauty. What you think about that as a woman? You know, Indian hair, Remy, whatever y'all talk about, you know, all the Remy, the what's the expensive hair, all that shit, Indian hair, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? What's to that? What you think about that as a woman?
I mean, every female has their own agenda as far as how they go about looking. You got some females that is natural, don't want to put nothing in their hair, don't want to put no makeup on, and some of them don't even need it. But then you got some females that are so insecure and unhappy with themselves, and it all falls back onto this, what we was just talking about, the body thing. Because it's all the same thing. They not just not happy with their bodies. They feel like, oh, I'm not pretty, so let me put on pounds of makeup so that I can look accepted. Oh, my real hair is thick. It's kind of rough, so let me put on some long, silky weave to look accepted. So it's like from head to toe, it all kind of falls under that. But at the same time, being a female, there's nothing wrong with keeping yourself up and wearing some makeup and doing your hair. It's just when they be going overboard with it, it's just when it's not attractive anymore.
Yeah, a lot of y'all look like clowns with makeup, you know, with the wigs on, with the makeup, the powder makeup. Shit, y'all, some of y'all getting nose did now and shit. But as far as beauty, though, you know what I'm saying? As far as beauty with the artificialness, you know what I'm saying, with a person being able to get their face did, able to get their Botox surgery, able to get the butt lifts and all that, you know what I'm saying? What's beauty nowadays? You know what I'm saying? What could we consider beauty? You know what I'm saying? What beauty be in the eye of the beholder? Or is beauty something that's supposed to be natural? You think it's something supposed to be natural?
Like, what you mean when you say, what you mean, like, how
it okay, beauty, meaning, you know, as a male, we look at beauty as someone you can wake up to in the morning and not be scared. You know what I'm saying? Not jump out your socks. Not be able to be where you able to actually wake up in the morning and actually turn around and see a person's face. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. As far as a lot of, this happened a lot of, you know what I'm saying, to a lot of people. As far as on the male side, you see a woman one day, she done up, and then you get into a relationship with her. She might still be done up every time you see her. Y'all might stay in different households, but then y'all might move in together. And then that first time when you really see her, it's like a shock. But my opinion on the artificial bodies, artificial booties, artificial, all that, it's said that we in a digital age anyway. So pretty much, next thing to happen is shit. Instead of it being Alexa and Siri and robots just in the shape of a machine, robots would be in the shape of a human being. And they actually got sex dolls that look like human now. So, you know, that's the next thing to go. You know, that's the next thing to happen to me. That's what I think. At the end of the day, I think that the artificialness is what's watering down what's really reality and what's really going on. And as long as people looking at things as far as beauty is what we see in the media or videos, we look at that as beauty, man, a lot of them people miserable with their life. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that, Red?
I think that you know, it's like a flower, you know what I'm saying? You know, or a rose, you know. You put some old paint on top of a rose, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and it makes it look more, you know,
authentic or beautiful.
No, it don't. You know what I'm saying? It make it look more messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like women's be putting a lot of that makeup and stuff on them.
Yeah.
They look like mannequins.
Well, we can talk back from my time growing up. I can just say maybe in the early 2000s, it wasn't hair products was more of like natural hair than micro braids, and those type of braids started coming along where they started putting weave in it. But I'm pretty sure when you was coming up, it was more natural looks, more afros. More natural
beauty.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And even white women, majority of everybody wore natural looks. Everybody tried to wear the natural fade, right? So the next topic, though, that we gonna touch on is basically with artificial intelligence comes robots or it technology advances. So when we depend on robots, what you gonna do when they turn on us? Listen, when we depending on robots right now, we depending on the smart TVs, we depending on the phones, we depending on the social medias. What we gonna do when they turn on us? Meaning, right now, if I was to ask you to go somewhere far distance, right, and I'm gonna ask you to use your GPS, what you gonna do when that GPS start working?
I mean, that's when your natural, you know, instincts kick in.
What you gonna do when survival, the internet?
Survival instincts.
Okay, survival. How are you gonna get to the destination though?
You gonna figure it out.
How?
You gonna have to.
How?
Somehow you're gonna drive.
You gonna buy a map or something?
Yeah, or either you gonna try to stop somebody for help or something. A person gonna figure it out is what I'm saying. Just like if social media completely stops,
the internet stops,
everybody gonna eventually get over because they ain't gonna have no other choice.
A lot of people.
But if they gonna go through, they gonna go through hell though.
A lot of people are killing.
Because people are crazy and they depend on social media.
That's cool.
They depend on it.
That's cool. Because it's whatever flows through. So, my opinion on that is robots is designed to basically listen to our command right now. In the year that we speaking of, in the year that we in right now, 2019. In the next 10, 15 years, robots will have a mind of their own. They already working on that. That's pretty much what's going on. As far as technology is advancing, and with technology advancing and programming and people actually having to code those devices, things will definitely become more intelligent as time moves on. So as we depend on technology so much, it'll fail us in the end. Why? Because it's something that's not natural. That's probably the simplest form that I can break it down to. Reg, you got something to say about that one?
Yeah, man, you know, I come up. Like, I'm old school, you know what I'm saying? I don't depend on too much of, robots or nothing. You know, if I don't use GPS, none of that, you know what I'm saying? You know, in the city of Chicago, I already know the city, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I get lost a little bit, you know what I'm saying, I pull up in a gas station.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Down for a direction, you know what I mean?
But what I mean as far as technology failing us, I mean technology failing us in a sense of from the top on down, meaning technology failing us with actual us over here in America, we use a system of, we got databases and things like that for the census. We got databases for Social Security cards, and they got servers backing their thing up. But to make a long story short, if the hospitals depend on technology, fire departments, police departments depend on technology. If all that fails, you got people on life support and all that. All the technology fails, you know, what, at the end of the day, what are we to do? We depend on technology so much.
But like you said,
you're not on the grid, so living off the grid, you know. But how could you explain that to a person that's, you know, 26, that never really, that pretty much majority of their life, they always had technology in some form or fashion? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that mainly for your generation. I'm saying that mainly for the generation that's coming up. How would they cope with it? The question, why? You know what I'm saying? That's always a interesting thing to think about as far as if all the technology fails right now, if everything fails, we depend on it so much. We depend on these robots so much to tell us which way to go. We depend on these robots to tell us to play our music. We depend on the robots to, in some form or fashion, the cars are robots now because they got computers in them. You know what I'm saying?
Brain boxes.
Exactly. So my opinion on that, we up Schitt's Creek. If everything fails, pretty much, we up Schitt's Creek. Because my generation don't really know how to survive past the technology. That's all we know. You know what I'm saying? That's all we know.
Except for the older cats that was born in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Even a lot of them is get so... See, you would be surprised. A lot of them depend on technology. We'd be fucked. So when it all boils down to it, though, is at the end of the day, the technology is cool, but we got to be able to understand the technology and to be able to fix or manufacture our own type of technology, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Okay.
The biggest thing probably to you know, get back to what you were saying as far as living off the grid, being able to be a chameleon, being able to be off the grid and on the grid, using technology, but also being able to understand directions, which way is south, which way is north. If I'm heading somewhere, I want to know which way is south. Well, if I'm going to ask a person, you know, how to get to a certain place, I want to know which way is south, which way is north, which way is east.
Just like clocks.
Exactly.
You know, they don't understand, like the younger generation don't understand about certain clocks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure if I was to ask my kids for the time with the analog clocks, it'll be a hard time for them. I ain't gonna lie, even me, sometimes I gotta think a slight second. Okay, this is 9:43, or it's 8:21. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If the technology is here already and it makes it so easy for us to, you know, be able to get on with our day, but the downside of that is, what happens if it's gone?
But if you ever notice, you see a lot of older cats, and cats that's be stunning with Rolex watches.
Don't need no idea of that.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
See.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? But it's just something for light minds to think about, though, is what would happen if the robots that we use every day fail us? That's probably an interesting thing to not only think about, but plan on. You know what I'm saying? And that leads us to the next segment of topic is, you know, is it cool to fake it to make it, Russ? Is it cool to fake it to make it? Red just touched on cats that got fake Rolexes or real Rolexes, but don't even know how to tell time. Is it cool to fake it to make it, Russ?
I don't think it's ever cool to fake it or be fake, basically. I think you're supposed to, you know, keep it 100 and be honest.
Oh, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, but that's what you're supposed to do, because everything else gonna backfire. It's gonna backfire. It's a waste of time going through all that when you can just be honest.
Well, okay, but a lot of people cap on social media. A lot of people stunt on social media.
Yeah, and they look stupid when the shit backfire and they sitting in jail for doing all that stunting, or they done got robbed, or, you know, everything you do has a consequence for it.
Okay, that's true. You know, yeah. If I gotta fake it to make it, hey, shit, I must don't want it good enough, shit, cause ain't nothing in this world worth me putting my principles and just basically lying to myself, putting that all on the line to be able to say, okay, I got some money behind it, or I'm able to get more views and followers and all this. It ain't worth it. In my opinion, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I got to live with myself. You know what I'm saying? With faking it to make it, it's cool, it look good, it's, you know, you stunt, but we see that with celebrities all the time. Now, they claim they got all this money, but hey, it be rough. Uncle Sam in their pockets, Shit, the R. Kelly situation, shit, back child support, all type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? What's
you
up?
You
man?
Got, you know, but then, like, you got, you know, like, NBA games with, where you got the, what you call them?
The refs?
Fans? No, the, like, the cats that,
the players, the coaches, the owners.
Like a bull, what you call, like a bull?
Oh, the mascots.
Mascots.
Yeah.
You know, now they faking it.
Yeah.
You know, we have certain levels. You know what I'm saying? They have certain levels that they, you know, go through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I can see that. You know what I'm saying? Him jumping around and shooting the, you know, the ball or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, they come with a job.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, 9 to 5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, fake it to make it as far as you know, shit, you a goddamn it, you a goddamn it janitor and you posing in all your pictures like you the fucking CEO of the company that you the janitor of. That type of, you know what I'm saying? Or, or you know, you got different scenarios to where people, you know, do what they do for likes or...
The likes that people...
People would do that stuff. Yeah, people would do that stuff for that type of image. And nowadays, clout is what drives attention. People that chase clout get the most attention. Why? Because they'll do whatever they'll sell their kids for attention. You know what I'm saying? Some people would kill a mother for attention. We was just talking about that earlier about the dude that had killed his mother for the insurance money, and you know what I'm saying? He wanted the limelight, the cloud, and all that, right? Right?
Yeah, that was a very sad situation. The boy killed his own mama for some money. But that's what I'm talking about when I say that in this generation now, the peers is something else. Like, I have to fear that my daughters have to grow up around some crazy peers that will put in her head things that aren't supposed to be there. This whole world is just out of control right now.
Okay.
Sad.
That was very depressing. But what you say, Red?
That come from social media. Everybody looking for clout. You know what I'm saying?
Social media is a part of this artificial intelligence world that we living in. See. Why? Because you pretty much can be whoever, whenever, whatever, whoever you want to be. And you know that at the end of the day,
a great big part to go with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See.
But I'm gonna go a step further though. Social media was just set up as a platform, as I guess a media, so to speak, but it could be, if you don't use it, like older people used to tell me back in the day, even with your brain, if you don't use it, you're gonna lose it. Or another way of saying it, if you, depending on how you use it, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. So how you do this, it's not too much. I ain't even gonna blame it all on social media, because that's the visible ghost in the room, so to speak. I'm gonna blame it on, it's just the times that we in. You know what I'm saying? It's the artificial times that we in, as far as being fabricated, being non-authentic, being able to be a, you know, you able to be whatever you want to be right now. And no one can hold you accountable unless you, you know, disrespectful or something like that. But, you know, for the most part, you pretty much could be whatever you want to, whoever you want to. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because it's the times that we living in. You know what I'm saying? I can't blame it on nothing else. You know, everything pretty much moves with the times. Pretty sure back in any time that we can think of, everything moved off of the times. Meaning, the times pretty much set precedent on how people move. I can say the 70s was the times of the hippie movement. There's a lot of drugs going on. There was a lot of quote-unquote love in the air, so to speak, right? 70s, disco kind of came out and all that, and it was big. There was a lot of love in the air.
You know, we had the 60s with message, you know, with their music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the times is so important because it doesn't, you really can't, we pretty much is like an anomaly in the times that we in, as far as if you not chasing no type of clout, man, that stuff don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Now, it don't matter at all. We want clout chasing. We want gossip. You know what I'm saying? We want the bull. We want the ratchet. We don't want to hear no message. We want to hear some ratchet.
But sometimes bring down, you know.
Oh, that'll bring down the whole community. Yeah, that'll bring down the whole castle. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing that will happen. So when we talk about artificial intelligence in the artificial times that we in, we gotta talk about what's going on with artificial food and drugs. You know, we talk about back when I used to smoke. When I used to smoke weed back in the day, it was more. I ain't gonna say authentic, but I'm gonna just say, for a nickel bag, you can get about 3 blunts out of a nickel bag. Ain't no nickel bags. You know what I'm saying? That stuff don't even matter no more. But at the end of the day, to go back to it, the weed was what they call regular or Reggie weed, right? Yeah, Reggie. Now everything is chemically made dro. That's what we called it when it first came out, but it's Kush or it's whatever they name it now. Whoever that made it, name it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the actual plant is. So, artificial food also plays a part. We talking about, you know, I ain't gonna throw the big company, I don't wanna say no names, McDonald's, all the fast food restaurants, but McDonald's is kind of the face of everything. Artificial food as far as ramen noodles, that's food that's pretty much really prevalent too in the that's like a delicacy in the, you know what I'm saying, in the joints and shit, right?
Right.
Yeah, with noodles you can make a lot of stuff out of. You can make a casserole, you can make a spaghetti, exactly, with the flavor. You can make the, you know, ramen noodles, oodles and noodles. That's, you know, you can make pretty much anything out of rice. What you think about the artificial food and drugs that's out here? Drugs pertaining to prescription drugs, no self-incrimination. I just want to know about, as far as the drugs, we could talk about the drugs that we see on TV. It could be the drugs for, what's that drug? Cialis or something. I see that stuff on the TV screen every day. It'd be drugs that supposed to fight something, but it give you more issues than what you're fighting against. What's up with the artificial food and drugs, man?
I mean, I don't know. I just think all that stuff is crazy. I guess I would just say you just need to be careful what you eat and try to get healthy.
What you think about it, though? You partaking?
Not really.
Yeah.
What you mean, yeah?
The artificial food, artificial drugs.
I mean, yeah, but
drugs, ibuprofen, all that type of stuff.
If you need it, you need it. I'm just saying, don't abuse it. No, just don't abuse it. That's the problem that people have that I'm not announced to abuse it.
Not to abuse it. Okay. What's up?
I heard you said something. You want to touch on the red eye, hit it. All right, topic. Artificial food and drugs.
I don't think people really need to use that, you know, daily. You know, I'm talking about, you know, regularly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I heard it was a story that I heard about. They would. It was a story where it was. It was some type of plant. It was some type of food that we eat, and they was putting weed chemicals, weed killer chemicals, to kill off the weeds. But it was actually getting into the actual plants that we normally eat. Might be whether it's corn on the cob, it could be greens, cabbage, or you know whatever. Or it could have been fruit or whatever. Could have been grown from a tree. But a lot of the stuff, it was a pesticide that they was putting into the actual plant to kill off the weeds and all that. But at the same time, it causes cancer and things like that. That's why I want to touch on that as far as things that a lot of the stuff that we eat now, and it's called health. It's called whole, you know, whether it's organic or this, that, and the third. We don't really know what's organic, you know what I'm saying? Because we ain't necessarily made it. We didn't actually grow the fruit, grow the vegetables. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what I mean about the artificial food and drugs. Man, that stuff is harmful. Cancer is an all-time high. A lot of this stuff is man-made, too. A lot of this stuff man-made. But, you know, the artificial drugs and food. Hey, we dying slow. I'm going to just say that. We dying slow. We all dying slow because ain't none of this stuff that we eat, that we eating, and some of the drugs that we take to fight sicknesses, ain't none of that stuff helping us. You know, that's a slow death for us. You know what I'm saying? But all I can say is, all I try to do is everything in moderation. You know what I'm saying? Try to do as much as I could in moderation. Minus the cigars. But other than that, that's what that is, though. You know? Artificial foods and drugs, man. Stay away from that, ladies and gentlemen. Next topic, you know what I'm saying, is artificial news and gossip. I'm gonna touch on this first as far as the artificial gossip. Artificial news and gossip. People play games with your man every day. It's a war against your man, whether you seen it on TV or not, and you see the devil on the left shoulder, and then you see the angel on the right shoulder. But beyond that, it's games playing with your man every day, whether it's in the air, whether it's on TV or not, you know. Mainly, artificial news and gossip is pretty much anything that's set in front of you to keep you distracted from real things that's going on in the world. Maybe things that most people don't even know about. Artificial news and gossip is also what people are they gravitate to now more, because the real things that's going on, most people try to sweep that under the rug. Oh, that's messed up, but hey, it's going on over there. You know, but when it comes to the things that's really going on, it's not gonna get advertised, it's not gonna get put out. Some of it do, but for the most part it don't. Red, what you think about it? Artificial news and gossip. What you think about that? News
and gossip. That means, like, you know, you have, you know, like, I can go into the churches.
Okay. Talking about it.
You know. They say a lot of things about, you know, what they're going to do and what they're going to move on and it ain't gonna never happen.
Well, we can say that the same thing with politicians too.
Right. But I didn't want to go that far.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know. But artificial, you know what I'm saying, as far as made up things to distract you, maybe it might be news, but maybe it's not even as important as things that should be on the front line. Maybe it's, you know, the gossip. We know the gossip. We know the gossip consists of the ratchet shit of the day-to-day life of people that who gives a fuck about. Maybe some people do, but personally, I don't. So that's Rissa. What you think about that? What you think about gossip? What you think about drama? The artificial news and gossip. Artificial meaning as far as what you think about just gossip. I want you to touch on just gossip.
I feel like gossip is gossip. Right? Drama is only going to go on if you allow it. If you nip it in the bud, cut it off. You know, you ain't got to worry about. You ain't got to worry about that.
But the gossip is juicy, though.
Yeah, gossip is juicy, but I'm just saying it's juicy when you hearing some stuff, but you want to avoid it, though, because it's going to get you into some mess.
But what if eventually. You don't? What if you able to get away with it?
Oh, well, then ain't nothing wrong with listening to it. As long as you okay. Because when you get mixed up in some stuff, it's a mess. So, sometimes you gotta separate stuff.
Yeah. What you think? The next topic is just artificial intelligence. If I ask you what is artificial intelligence, what you would tell me?
Artificial intelligence. I mean, basically fake. It's fake.
Artificial intelligence is basically a robot. You know, basically something that's not, yeah, it's fake.
Yeah, they don't got a mind of their own.
Do you think that a lot of people are becoming robots?
Kind of. I mean, yeah, I would. In this generation, for what I'm seeing right now, everybody is doing what everybody is doing. I consider those robots. Monkey see, monkey do.
Okay. You want to touch a little red?
All I see is artificial, as far as like, you know, people a lot of time be.
Yeah, tell you one thing and do another.
Just for clout.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? You know, see. And you see a lot of that and hear a lot of that.
Yeah.
Mainly with the news media.
Yeah. You hear that? You hear a lot of that from street cats too. A lot of fish you got.
Right.
Yeah. But mainly with, I'm gonna touch on it with the AI, artificial intelligence. Man, the times that we in is scary because
you don't know the really what to believe.
You don't know the real from the fake.
Right.
And the crazy thing about it is, it's only gonna get, the technology is only gonna get more advanced, and the people are only becoming more and more like robots. So that's backwards. Where the people are supposed to be advancing along, exactly. Eventually, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna end up that way where the robots will be in front of the humans. You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, I'm gonna sign off on this podcast, episode 6, Digital Trap Podcast, Artificial Intelligence. Are you a robot or not? You know, what's real and fake? It's up to your opinion.
Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you all for listening. We will be coming to you all soon with our next episode. And just remember that you will always be in a digital trap.